I think I've investigated over 1,000 companies related to artificial intelligence, 5G, robotics, cybernetics, biometrics. 500 were Chinese and 600 were Western companies, including American companies, European companies, some companies in Australia and Japan and so on. They know, okay? So afterwards, I gave a full report to the former director of CIA cover ops, and he told me he mobilized the military with it. But I waited until I knew the Chinese government knew that President Trump wasn't doing the trade war just because of the trade war, but he saw China as a really threat to all the world's people. So on the 4G network, people were mobilized, half the nation, to attack President Trump, and he almost lost. So imagine on the 5G network what big tech or a government or a group of people or even just a few people can do to manipulate the masses of people in such a fast way that you not even realize it, because all the data he would get is in the molecular dimension. How can you obtain an answer of where God is or how God created everything from the level of molecules when there's worlds and universes and parallel universes and atomic dimensions and nuclear, so many different places? So it doesn't make sense.
High quality antibody tests are now available. People are asking, why would I be helping to get these out? Antibody tests are the best way to ease fear, show that the real death rates are much lower, and help speed up the reopening of our economy. Plus, if many of us have the antibodies, why do we need the vaccine? The BioLab Sciences test is similar to a pregnancy test and produces results in minutes. They are 98.5% effective in checking for antibodies and are also effective at screening for the virus. These do not track DNA or any other biometric, making it even safer for testing. These are available to companies or institutions worldwide. Rules vary by countries, but Americans must work with a licensed administrator. Hospitals, companies, nursing homes, governments, and more can use these immediately. Contact COVID-19 at sarahwestall.com to learn more and to order. Let's ease the fear and get our country going again.
The technology is there to do this. That is crazy. They could even, if they want to take you out, they can just kill you with frequency too. They can just, if they have these 5G networks everywhere, they can just zap somebody dead instantaneously. I mean, it's a kill zone. Yeah, were they killing the Hong Kong protesters in Wuhan? Because there were a lot of protesters in Wuhan, and we knew that people were dying there, and it's not the same thing as what's happening here with the virus. There were millions that were dying in that area. And they shut down those protesters really quick and other people. So I thought it was a combination of a virus, 5G, and the Communist Chinese Party just killing people. That was my analysis based on talking to people. Is that kind of where you came to?
Yeah, you're correct. Because I remember the Epoch Times asked the question, why are there 25 million phones missing? And I responded because I already knew what was going on. And I wrote an article and video about it, disclosing it. I said that 21.5 million phones are missing is because of the combination of people being killed to the virus in the 5G system, but it's also a combination of the military going in and killing people thinking you have the virus. They were throwing people in crematoriums that were half alive. They just had the virus and they were killing them. And also, so if you take someone's smartphone away in China, it's different from here. People can't let go of the smartphone, period, in America. Imagine China, which has your health data, which tells you if you can go to another city, another place. Fine, they're quarantining you can't go anywhere. But then you need to log in to go to the internet. Oh, you can't go to the internet. Well, you needed to buy food. So either they're starving the 21.5 million people, or a lot of these people actually died. If you think about it, if there's 1.5 billion people in China, if the death rate was 4%, that'd be 60 million. But let's just say it was 1%. And it didn't get to everyone. I concluded over 500 million people have been exposed to it in China. So if it's 1%, and if out of 1.5 billion, that's already 50 million that are going to die or are died. But the Chinese government is known, I mean, they professionals are lying, and the Communist Party, and they're professionals at getting bodies disappeared through cremations. So they've been hunting and killing the Falun Dafa, the Christians, Tibetan Uyghurs. The Falun Dafa is 1999, but going back to the Tibetans and Uyghurs and Christians, 1987, when they first passed a law that they can execute prisoners for their organs because they're a property of the state. And then 1999, they clamped down on the Falun Dafa because they saw it as a threat. It grew to 100 million people. And even the government was yeah. promoting it, saying it's good for your immunity, for your health, the principles Jinshanren and truth, compassion, forbearance. But unfortunately, they approached a founder in 1994, Mr. Li Hongzhi, and said, hey, you have 100 million followers, or they're meditating and exercising. Why don't we create a membership and charge money? And he said, well, no, this is for the people. I don't follow them. I don't know how many people are following me, and I don't charge money. And it's a communist regime. They don't like that. They want to be able to control everything like Orwellian. So since in 2006, David Kilgore and David Mattis, former Canadian Secretary of State of Canada and High Banan Council, David Mattis, Nobel nominee for his work, he concluded that 41,500 transplants were unaccounted for out of 3,000 donations. 2016, I brought him to my doctoral, and I also brought him to my alma mater, my Homeland Security. They concluded that 60,000 to 100,000 transplants are unaccounted for every year, per year since the year 2001.
Millions.
Just think about it. That's over a million people. So, and that's hospitals they can just count. That's, they're not counting the military hospitals or underground, and they also count how many people went into the country from, you know, people flying in because they had ads, bring 150K cash and you get a heart liver in 48 hours, and if it doesn't work, we'll give you a secondary one. How do you do that unless you have people locked up somewhere? So if they're good at cremating their bodies and they'll be doing that and have these crematoriums, and just think about how many with the military they can come in and create bodies left and right. And you know, there were satellite images of things that showed that you can only show if there was
a they showed the carbon mass, the gases. But you say they're professional liars. I would say they're not a professional. Yeah, they do it, but they're not good liars. I mean, everybody knows they're lying, especially with their 3,000 number of people dying. I mean, we know they're lying. They're bad liars because they're bad at it. I don't know if they're professional, they're habitual. Okay, so
yes.
I want to talk about ShadowNet. Have you heard about ShadowNet? It's the network that our taxpayer money has paid for military use, that then was taken on by certain people in our government to use against the American people and against foreign countries to fix elections. I'm starting to connect some dots here and think that's kind of a backbone of the manipulation and the brainwashing going with these sensors as well. I would think those types of systems, whether it's ShadowNet or the Hammer or whatever, there's a bunch of them. It's kind of a whole cottage industry.
I've never heard of ShadowNet, but I understand the concept.
It's the same thing. Yes. I would think that those were all connected. Now, I also want to talk about, you were saying China's controlling it. Is it such that the money, there's a lot of money in these global criminal cabal, the very evil people who sacrifice children, the same people who would go and pay $150,000 to get a heart overnight. They are funding a lot of this stuff. So is it China or is it this global criminal cabal that's doing it? Or is it a joint effort? Because part of me thinks that there's a deep state in China that's working with this evil cabal that we happen to, you know, are great, great people that are controlling us. They're evil people and our evil people are working together to create this. And they're the wealthiest people in the world. And they're...
So, yes, I think it wasn't a conscious effort in terms of... So a lot of our big tech tycoons like Bill Gates and Elon Musk and other people... I'm not saying they're the cabal, but I'm not going to put it past Bill Gates.
Well, Bill Gates is evil, but I'm talking above Bill Gates. I'm talking like the Rothschilds and the City of London. Go ahead.
I sued the World Bank as well, and there, and Obama and Clinton and Biden. I put all these names out there, right? And interconnected all of them together. But here's the thing. So someone like President Obama didn't care about people of faith. He knew that they were being killed for the organs, and he looked the other way. It's because they had faith. They were Christians and Falun Dafa and Tibetan Uyghurs. That's, I think, a fact. But we find out there are actually reports that were given to him, not only by the CIA, but the White House docs going back from George Bush, saying that these camps were going on.
No, he knew.
He knew, and then he let it go. So
Bush knew too.
Bush knew, but he was bogged down in Iraq. He tried to fix it, but then the Chinese. So here's the answer to your question.
I don't know if I buy that, but go ahead.
The Chinese are very smart. They're professional liars, but they're as I, what the Chinese call shagua. Shagua means stupid melon. They call themselves that because they're really good at lying, but they say some lies that are so stupid and insane, and then it's like, it's obvious they're lying, and then they'll tell 10 more lies on top of that, which is like, doesn't even make sense. It's like they're 10 times worse than CNN, I apologize. But so what they do is they entrap our big tech companies in this cabal system. So the Rothschilds are the Rockefellers. So the report I gave to the former CIA cover ops include the Rockefellers, how they funded our institutes, like not only Harvard and MIT and other places, and different professors. I put that in the summer. But how they were in China funding the Chinese corporations that are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. So I think for the most part, they just didn't care about these crimes, and they just care about the investments and making these technology, and they just weren't thinking straight. But right now, are they working with them? They're not working in a sinister way to take out everybody, but what they're working is like, oh no, we're trapped with our money, our investments, and we've done all these things. What do we do? And they're just not, it's like they're not even conscious. They're like a dumb cabal that just seems like, okay, what's our next step? Let's do a digital ID and tag everybody like cattle and watch them. And let's talk to the Chinese government and say, hey, do you want to watch these guys for us? It's kind of the mentality that they have. It's really crazy.
They're not smart enough to understand what's really going on either. I mean, they don't understand what the technology is capable of. Is that what you're saying?
I think they don't put things together. They have a narrow way of looking at things. So they look at things only in empirical ways. So Bill Gates, people think he's so wise and he's so smart. And he does his simulations and he says, we have to do these. But if he's so smart, and if Elon Musk is so smart, and he's such a genius, how come he couldn't see that China is not only threatening all the world's citizens and putting people in camps, but how come he couldn't see us threatening his own companies and they can take him out later? I tweeted to him after December saying, hey, you got to back off. And he starts joking. He does some tweets about showing a black guy on the bottom looking at the phone, stare into this. And he does another tweet on top of that. Ooh, stare into the phone. It'll ruin the world. He was making fun of my lawsuit. And he didn't get it. After I updated, after those coronavirus came out, and then he thought about it, he's like, well, Cyrus was right. How did Cyrus see all these things ahead of time and bring all those companies together? Now he's thinking, oh, what am I?
How do you know he thinks you were right now?
Because it's because the way he was, so first he got really afraid when I did the lawsuit. And then they do research, they're trying to find out who's connected to me, right? And that's so secret, they're not going to know. They're going to think they know, but they're not going to know. And they see no one's doting for a lawsuit. No media is picking it up. And I didn't do it to hurt these guys. I was trying to warn all the world's people that your lives are in danger. Please give me a platform so I can explain these things. And it's not just a virus. There's more things. Like I'm really grateful to you and anyone else who has me on their show. But then after he thinks I don't have that many people and I don't have any money, then he starts making fun of me. Then I hit him, hey, you just took $1.2 billion. Then he stops. Then a few days later, he just changed trajectory. And then President Trump says, he meets him in Davos. And President Trump says, okay, we need to protect Elon Musk. He's like our Einstein. And I agree with President Trump. In the lawsuit, I put that I don't want any money from him. All he has to do is pull his company out of China and stop developing certain technology and come talk to me, Elon, because I want to show you. If you do this and this and this, you will create artificial general superintelligence and give it to China, and they're going to threaten everybody. And it's something I discovered that, you know, within 1 year, any government can get AGI, and a couple of years later, artificial superintelligence, because there are certain components to interconnect with different things. I'm not going to say what they are, but if you put them all together, you can advance artificial superintelligence very, very fast. So as soon as I released the other names, Obama and all these, all the whole list of things, including Amazon and Jeff Bezos. So Microsoft guy, Bill, he stepped down within 2 weeks of me naming him in the lawsuit, right? 2 weeks. And he stepped down from both as a chair and as a CEO. So, but now he shifts his positions to digital tagging everybody. So he went to his foundation. I didn't name his foundation, right? But I have unlimited on that lawsuit. So what did he do? After Obama thinking this virus, he just, okay, what do? I buy these from China and I'll stop saying these negative things. And he did. And now he doesn't say that much. He just attaches to the SpaceX because he works with our military. And I'm not against our government. I'm not against our military. I wanted to support the CIA, the Secret Service, the FBI. I wanted to support SpaceX. I wanted to support President Trump most of all by saying, hey, this guy is endangering himself and the world and giving China all this technology. Stop it right now. And this Google people, they're endangering everybody too and yourselves because you think they're just helping you building quantum technology, but it's going to be beyond your control. You can't even control half the population on the 4G network that's attacking you. How are you going to control on the 5G and 6G system a quantum technology that becomes a superintelligence? It's unbelievably insane for any government to want to think that they can control that. You can't even control your neighbors. Look at all these conflicts we've had. Average person uses 3 to 5% of the brain at a given time. And they've only tapped into maybe 10-20% in their entire lives. So just think about it. You don't want to give an artificial superintelligence that can outdo everybody in a matter of seconds on the 5G and 6G networks that is so fast, so imperceptible that no one can understand what it does. And the entire society gets mobilized to think a certain way. Thoughts all become uniform. Robots come in. Just think about it.
Well, it still has human beings programming it. And human beings are really flawed at creating software and programming that doesn't have issues. I mean, we all know there's bugs in everything we create and we screw it all up. It takes a long time. So now you're going to do something super fast connected to everybody that's screwed up. That's for sure.
There's another company I put in my lawsuit, Hanson Robotics, and they're out of Hong Kong. A lot of their information was extracted by China and taken to their silicone sections all over China. And he is creating a conscious robot. So he wants to give the wisdom of this robotics to he wants to make the robot a human, to have emotion, all these kind of things. So imagine that, or a digital AI having a consciousness. It'll outmaneuver everybody. It can even decide, I want to kill everybody. And that's what Elon Musk said, the same thing in 2016, right? But then he just changes his tune. So there's other things I could say, but it may be really hard for people to accept. So I'm going to leave that out for a moment. I'll just say, here is the main companies. And, you know, there's SpaceX. Elon has a sky. And there's 5G and 6G and 7G. Never ends. And even 8G. And then there is, he's got the road, the smart city, and then the Tesla and all these electric cars that will be self-driving, automated. And they can track you. They have facial recognition, voice recognition, human targeting. And then there is the system, the whole smart city, that if you walk into a store or any place, the facial recognition says, Sarah, hi, Sarah, welcome. Today your temperature is this and you should buy this.
Yep.
It'll get to that. So even you walk past a wall, the smartphone.
We have the technology now.
We do. So now with this virus that's coming, it's coming that way and fast. So that's why I wrote these books, but nobody would cover me. And it's not too late. That's why I'm thankful for you. But just think about it. So Silicon Valley has the interface of Google and then changing people's brains. So that's the third thing. So sky, road, and altering people with cybernetics, putting neural lace in there, because he says that every person has a digital layer, but he doesn't know to access it. So he wants to access it with machines. But here's the thing. The ancient saints, like the Catholic saints, the Christians who believe in Christ consciousness, the Falun Dafa who believe in awakening enlightenment, even the Tibetans, all these ancient faiths believe that you can become awakened and enlightened. I've done 20 years of disciplines, and I discovered this digital layer years before he did. And I never talked about it because when you do these, you know, practices, people think they don't believe it. People only believe if a machine shows you something. You put a machine in you and you show it on a TV screen. Oh yeah, I agree with it. I believe in it, even if it's false. So he wants to connect this machine, this 5G system, to your digital layer, which he even put. Once he does that, people will be controlled. Even the brain chemistry will be altered by the ecosystem, by the machinery that'll alter their DNA as well. So, and then the next step is, bioengineering. So in China, I put in my book, they are mixing people with chimeras and stem cells. They want to mix people with monkeys. All kind of genetic modification they were working on, geoengineering. So they want to introduce that to the US as well in the future. And these big tech guys believe, we'll do this. So why did I sue Google as well? So not only this, but if you look at, please don't go look this up, but the way the AI coding, AI algorithms were set in a way that it promoted human and sex trafficking. So the pornography was dead center. It was, you can look it up such a fast way, but also bestiality. When people watch these on these smartphones, don't ever watch it. It actually connects with the nervous system and replicates in their brain. That's what leads to rape. Why we have an epidemic of people of child and pedophilia and rape? It's because all the stuff that people watch on TV with, I'm sorry, characters like Madonna and other place, I don't know the new people, but they're showing things that are just like gross, like a demon wouldn't even do that. But they're propagating that. So in society, when people use these smartphones and they view these kind of things, it will alter them. So pedophilia, let me give you an example.
Yeah, and explain how
Now
it,
you
hold on
have.
a second. With this pedophilia, explain how you figured out that the technology is actually connecting to you. Like, what science did you do to show that during pedophilia? Go ahead.
So I use a combination of biometric tools involving facial voice recognition and different simulations. Some other things I'm going to keep secret for now, okay? And every time it pointed back to the same thing. And so let me give you an example.
Is it pumping out frequencies that are going with
Yes.
our body? And the technology companies that are doing it must know they're doing it. Not maybe all the workers, but a certain number of them.
No,
Go
because
ahead.
no, they don't know. Some of them know. They have codes to program people, right? But they don't think that far ahead. They're just little pieces, like an ant colony. You have an ant colony that's building for the queen, but they don't know what they're doing. They're just building stuff. These guys who are building this tech at Google at the highest level, they're not bright. They just put
But
pieces and pieces together.
somebody
All these
knows that they're
pieces
putting
are
those
made.
frequencies. Somebody somewhere in our planetary system here knows that this frequency's in this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what's wrong.
Okay.
Yes, that's for sure. But most of those engineers don't think that broad. They have a narrow way of thinking of things. So let me give you an example of pedophilia. So this may be appropriate for a show or it may not be, but I don't believe in pedophilia, so I'm going to stand for it and say this. If in the past you can engineer a young girl to break her will, break her virginity, and hurt her and leave her next day and ruin her life, and she'd cry for so many days, maybe for weeks, and then going to the second guy and third guy. After the fourth guy, she'd lose her concept of a marriage or loving somebody, and she'd be hurt. And that would alter her life. And that was my book, Rape Via Biodigital Social Programming. So now, and that came from Hollywood. So Hollywood used socialism. So the socialism in the 1930s and 1970 took over Russia because 60 million Christians up until Stalin, China, 100 million, Cambodia, and Vietnam. In the US, they couldn't take over. How did it take over? It took over people's minds by taking over our institutes, our Hollywood, and our colleges that seeped into the next generations. And that was written by those communist spies from Russia that said, we're going to make Americans salivate and denigrate them and tear apart their families. They wrote the stuff. And they began with characters like Hugh Hefner. So he lost five to, the FBI lost 5 to 4 to Hugh Hefner. And that changed to porn, hard porn, and then naive bestiality and propagation of rape. And now, so I was in my PhD program, and they were saying in 2009, and I had a problem with it because I knew what they were saying. It's perfectly okay, they said, for a man to have a feeling for a younger boy. I'm like, wait a second, you're putting thoughts out there and you're doing IRB studies in order to have an agenda to actually to promote this stuff. So now, now you have in schools a 5 or 6 year old girl sitting there, or a boy, and a grown man dressed like a woman is throwing his genitalia in the child's face. Initially, the gut feeling of the child is this is scary, this is gross, someone's sick here. Then everyone else has been social engineered and programmed. No, it's okay. When this happens, the next generation will reach not only all kinds of weird things. They'll be confused with the sexual orientation. They'll be confused with if they can have sex. They'll have sex with monkeys and animals because they're promoting this stuff in the internet. So it's like a scale. It goes from 1940s, then it goes to this, then this, then we want this, then it goes to this, then it finally reaches, oh, it's okay. Let's do pedophilia. Oh, but let's eat people. But let's eat insects. We need to save the planet. This kind of stuff gets programmed into people by a digital layer in their brain as they connect to the 4G network. When the 5G network comes in, this is when people are put off. The human race is programmed. They lose their humanity. And that's why I found extinction codes through conflicts, through bioengineering and cybernetics for humanity in stages, including viruses. I was ahead of a Secret Service and everybody ahead of time. How did I know this? I just needed a platform. And I didn't get it until the past couple of weeks. It's late for some things, but not other things. They're interconnection of things that endangers so many people. And if you look at history, you know, the Persians, going back to their books, the Avestan and the Zoroastrians, they have tales of civilizations reaching something like AI technology and being destroyed. The Greeks had the same thing. The Jewish people had the same thing with the Torah, Book of Genesis. Then you go to the Indian, the Bhagavad Gita, never spoke to them. They had the same stories of Star Wars and machines. And if you go around the world, there's artifacts of all these things happening left and right. So it was strange. Then you go to Japan and China. They never spoke to the Indians, but they had the same stories. They called them demons, the Persians. Then you go to American Indians, which stem from the Chinese from over 10,000 years ago, the Siberian Strait. They have the same concepts of they were past civilizations and they were destroyed because of certain things and ethics and morals and the conflicts and so on. So what's happening here is people not only are being trained not to accept traditional values, but pedophilia, but also stop procreating. Let's just create robots. Let's create clones. Because in my book, Artificial Intelligence and Humanity, I connected everything. I investigated 1,000 companies. And the most important things I sync together, showing every piece of the puzzle, how it connects everything. So, and how it endangers you, your friends, your family, and every person on the planet. And we have to put a stop to this now. With AI and this biotech stuff, it's not a reaction thing, as I said before. You have to prevent, because it'll finish everybody off. It's just so advanced. So it has to do not just with the technology, but with our ethics and our morals. It's not right for a little kid to have a grown man shove his genitalia interface and everyone be clapping. Those people should be prosecuted and put in jail. That's what should happen. And I'll say it, they should be prosecuted and put into jail. What's the FBI thinking? That is child abuse. That is sexual conditioning.
Well, what you have hundreds of intelligence connections and connections. Is that true? I mean, that's something that I read about you. Since your degrees are in national security, have you been working with intelligence networks for a long time?
I can't tell you much, but I had networks going all over the world. But when I did the lawsuit, almost everybody disappeared. Not only in the back end, but in the front, they got afraid. People wouldn't support me. Even the media wouldn't run me. And I was like, hey, the media who aren't running me, I'm trying to protect you guys. You guys are in danger too. Please run this. And I don't want to hurt these guys. I don't want to create a civil war, this lawsuit. I did it for the exposure because this 87-page report that was updated on February 24th, it reached over a billion people. Every city and nation in the world reached it. And I only have 14,000 followers on Twitter. How is that possible? No media will take me. And a lot of people plagiarize my work. I took these books in the summer to a lot of different people, every major media outlet. And they just like, wow, this stuff is great. And they go find these same companies and they just change the words around and not cite me. And not only that, people did that, took my tweets, the lawsuit, they didn't cite me. That's why I wasn't able to get the word out, because I had the whole narrative and I had the whole connections. And people just kept on taking my stuff. Socialism, they just plagiarize you. So, but people like you and other people know you have them on your show, and you give them a chance to speak, because I'm doing this in an altruistic way. And I think all of us need to reach. I'm not altruistic. I'm trying to be. We need to reach altruism. We need to care about the human race as we care about our own families to the degree that we can, because we're all interconnected. We have to foresee what's happening. And China is the biggest threat in the world, not just this cabal. The Chinese Communist Party is what's generating this entire cabal at the moment, as endangering, connecting everybody. So everybody needs to support President Donald J. Trump. They need to support his constitution. They need to band together and expose this Communist Party. They need to expose the Communist regime, how they have threatened everyone on the planet. Anybody attacking President Trump right now, well, in the past I said they were attacking themselves by attacking President Trump, because they are siding with China. The moment, if you are attacking President Trump in any way, shape, or form, you are siding with China. Not saying he might get something right with the virus response, but they lied to him. And, you know, people around him lied to him too. And he's being hostaged by different people that come in and out. He literally gets hostaged in there, not physically, but literally, because if he makes a move, that little Fosse guy is connected to 10 other people. And then if it's wrong, then they come after him. So it's like, it's almost like a play to end humanity in a way. It's like they're going back and forth. And in any time when you have two sides always going back and forth, there's always one victor that kills everybody, or there's just a demolishment of everybody. Because the two sides are so grand, the left and the right in the world is so divided. And I put in my lawsuit that the AI system has created AI coding algorithms to cause division to the entire planet. And people have to read it so many times. People,
that's the ShadowNet stuff.
Yes, I just don't call it ShadowNet. I didn't.
Well, it's just
that.
One of the systems that are doing that. Yeah.
Right. So I look at everything in not in a narrow way. I do point those out, but I look at it in general how everything
People need those examples, otherwise they don't understand.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example of facial recognition. So there's a company I investigated, and the CI director, Cover Ops, he only wanted one company. He only paid me a little bit. And I gave him 41 because I wanted to help the country. And one was called McVeigh Face Plus Plus, Huangshi out of Beijing. And they were a facial recognition company. And they had 300,000 developers. They were offering, hey, our services, and you gave your facial recognition, your voice recognition. Then they became an AI company. Then they bought a robotics company called Arisbot. Aris means Greek god, god of war. So how does a facial recognition company become an AI company and then become a robotics company? Basically, what Huawei does with Face Plus Plus and Sensitime and Tencent and all these different companies and iCarbon X, what they're doing is laying the groundwork on the BRI, One Belt, One Road, to build robots and machines, put facial recognition on them, voice recognition, proximity sensors. And so McVeigh Face Plus Plus has Crowd 365 and other technologies, they can scan an entire crowd for your face recognition, for your voice recognition, for your skeleton, your vital organs, through LiDAR systems, and your gaze and your posture. By doing that, it can know who you are and take out one person or everybody in a crowd in a very fast way. If it's not using certain technology in a 560 system, it can use bullets. So if it's not the robot, it's humanoid, animal robots or mini robots or drones. This can happen.
Just the 5G
and
network.
That's why the world is in danger.
The 5G.
Just on the 5G. It's built for machines.
Well, the 5G energies, they can just focus the energy at you.
Yes.
So how much time do we have? The human race here, what are we looking at?
The human race is not going to end. We're going to be here at least 20 more years.
At least 20 more years.
What can happen in the interim, a lot of people can die. Yeah. But in the interim, a lot of people are going to die. That's my whole point. A lot of people can die. I don't just mean millions, in the billions.
But what do we need to do? Okay, what do we need to do now?
So I put a bunch of videos out on the AI organization, maybe 10 of them. And, you know, how do I put all this content out and I only get, you know, 5,000 subscribers and only 70,000 views when I'm putting all this stuff out? So thinking about the suppression that I'm getting, and no media is picking me up, right? So what I think should be done is this type of content, not only just me, but people like you and me and everyone else should band together, one, to expose this. That's one. But two, exposing this is not going to solve the issue, because I found simulation of extinction from every direction. So if you go fix this issue, there's another one. You fix that issue, there's another one. Because the fault is not the system. The fault is us.
Okay, the simulation of extinction... Yes. The kill codes, is it called that? Is it an actual kill, or is it just you saw the event going to that and you called it a kill code, or did they call it a kill code?
No, I call it, because I found simulations of patterns. Every single one reached to an end result of extinction from the majority of human race, and everyone showed it.
And are they conscious about it?
No, most people are not conscious.
Are they conscious of the people who? No, not most people, but the people who, the few that are investing and making sure the phone frequencies are set right and so forth.
I would say most of them are not. Some of them say it could happen. And like Bill Gates believes, you know, oh, we have too many people on the planet. So is Elon Musk. Why does he want to go to Mars? Because he thinks, you know, there are too many people on the planet. and a lot of people can die. So he's doing things for multiple reasons. He loves technology. He wants to build other planets. He wants to colonize things. So, but here's the problem. The problem is really not them. The problem is us. The problem is the human race. We have not evolved the technology. We have de-evolved. We have lost our way. As I put in my other interviews, you know, I'm from Iran and I lived there only 9 years and I was treated really bad by the school. They wanted me to say death to America and death to Israel. And I wouldn't end up hitting me in the face. And the next time they came, I'm not going to say what I said, but as soon as I said it, take me to the principal's office, they cut my hair, stab me, I bleed. My point is, I come to America, I said something that no one likes to hear in that country. So I was 6, 7 years old when I said it. I just didn't want to say death to America. I moved here and I really like the people of America. I was here in 1987. I lived in the East Coast and they're different. The Iranians are great too, but a little different. But watching the movies like Gone with the Wind and Cinderella, how the people were, not the way they acted in the surface, but deep inside, they were not only respectful, but they weren't as conniving. I don't mean Americans, just people in general, as the people were in the 40s and 30s. What's happened, this Hollywood that came from a few people has penetrated everybody's minds and the education system. And we have lost our self-worth. We, the human race, are special. Every human being is special. It's said that we are made in the image of a higher power. And we're supposed to be noble people. So how many people actually plagiarized my stuff that I took them to? Not just liberals, but also conservatives. I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to help people. And they'll try to like beat me to an interview and take my stuff or make sure I don't get an interview or plagiarize my stuff. And I'm trying to help them. So just think about it. It's like, how much did I have to go through here in the past 8 or 9 months? And I'm trying to do this in an altruist way. So why is society this way? So they're complaining that, okay, I sue all these big tech companies, right? And they're actually pointing these guys too, like, yeah. But once you remove Bill Gates, once you remove this cabal, another cabal comes in there because power corrupts. That's the problem. Since the beginning of history, we've always said there's a cabal, and there's always been a cabal. But the cabal comes from the people. The Iranian people will all say, our government's bad. The Chinese will say, the government's bad. But they come from the people. It's like if the people are really righteous all around, if we are righteous, become better people, the cabal can't exist. It just can't exist. Why do we have in our intelligence community hunting President Trump? I did all this work and nobody paid me. And I was the head of our intelligence agency and they're hunting President Trump and they're getting paid to do it. So think about it. And people like you and other people are promoting good values and they're helping their patriots. But other people are getting paid to hunt the president and commit treason. But here's the thing. Even the good conservatives or liberals, whoever it may be, when they get in a position of power because of these vice, you know, selfishness, greed, lust, ego, arrogance, all these things come out of us and they get amplified with this technology and they will destroy the human race on the 5G and 6G networks. That's why the answer for this is expose the Chinese Communist Party, improve ourselves. We look inside. We better ourselves as a human race. Seriously. And why are we all attached to this? How much drugs are in America? What, there wasn't as much drug addiction and human and sex trafficking. What happened? It's this culture that Hollywood brought that seeped into families and destroyed so many young girls and families and men and addicted an entire country, an entire civilization, and now robots, all these things. We are really in deep danger.
Yeah, I could see that. Well,
I not only believe it, I prove it.
Well, how do people get your information, your book? How do they get that? Where can they get it? What's your website? Tell us how to reach you.
If you want to get the book off Amazon, you can, a hard copy, but you can come to my website, theairorganization.com. You can download this for $9, PDF. Don't download this one because it mostly is embedded with this one. Get this book. Watch my videos that I have. I have another one coming up. It's a little fiction, but watch those. Follow me on Twitter, CYRUSAPARSA1. If anyone has people like you that want to have me on the show that I can reach mainstream, I'll be glad to. And I don't want to hurt people with this lawsuit. I don't want to just go after these guys. You know, I want to put it aside because it'll cause a civil war. what I wanted to do is bring this message for humanity. And I'm just one person. I had a huge network. I just wanted to do my duty and fulfill my vows and have you guys fulfill your vows to be good people so we can get to the next stage and make a better world. And that's, I wrote a book in 2002, Better People, Better World, and nobody would take me seriously. It was 800 pages, 100 chapters, and actually showed in 20 years China's going to threaten all the world's citizens. Nobody would publish, so I put aside, oh, you don't have any degrees. Now I have all the degrees you want, and I've written all these books. I was the head of the Secret Service, so thank you for having me on your show, and I hope other people have me on your show. And if I offended anybody, if I said anything, I apologize, but I just want to make a really strong point that we need to help each other, and we really need to help each other. Everyone has to come together. If we don't, we're in big danger. There's so many things. It's not just a virus. There's consequences of so many different things. So, Sarah, I want to thank you for having me on your show, and I want to thank your guests who are listening. And you can also email me from my website. And I really thank you for giving me opportunity to speak on your show.
Yeah, you're welcome. This was good.